Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 1-855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
As we continue here, news internationally out of Venezuela, where all kinds of crazy stuff happens with Presidente Hugo Chavez. Now, his policy of nationalizing strategic private businesses has taken a new twist with his announcement that his government will now expropriate hotels and even holiday homes at an upmarket Caribbean resort. The plans to turn Los Roques, an idyllic archipelago of deserted beaches of perfect white sand with swaying palms and dazzling coral reefs, into a state-run getaway for his country's urban poor. Speaking on national television, he said that yachts and speedboats confiscated from fugitive bankers would be used to transport holidaymakers from the mainland.
This almost sounds like an Onion article.
This is the independent.co.uk. Speaking on national television, he said that, they'll confiscate yachts, quote, "There are some houses there that were illegally built. We are going to expropriate them." Talking by phone link rather than appearing in person, a tactic the president has increasingly used since starting chemotherapy for cancer, he added that the archipelago and national park had been, and in effect, been privatized by Venezuelan and foreign members of the upper bourgeoisie. The measure may turn out to be one of Mr. Chavez's least controversial nationalizations. Los Roques was declared a protected area in 1972, and it's unclear why local authorities permitted any private properties on the islands, effectively allowing the archipelago to become one of Latin America's most exclusive beach destinations. Lying 95 miles off of Venezuela's northern coast, Los Roques is a paradise for birdwatchers, snorkelers, and scuba divers. Since assuming office in 1999, Chavez has overseen wide-scale nationalizations in Venezuela, including cement makers, steel mills, and large swaths of land belonging to international corporations but deemed idle by the government. And there's a little bit more here, but certainly would love to get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is just a horrible situation in which to live.
Yeah, it sounds like a good way to destroy these beautiful beaches on these islands.
Right. Let's just take it out of the hands of private owners who can take care of things as they see fit, as
right.
whatever's
who
best
want
for their
to
customers.
Take care of things. I mean, it's theirs.
They want it to look good, so people are going to come there and they're going to spend a bunch of money. And now he's saying, well, we're just going to take some boats from you rich people and turn them over to the poor folks so they can go and party at this state-run resort.
Right.
As though it's going to stay as opulent or as you know, as luscious as it currently is now. And I'm not saying it's going to be the people that that go there that ruin it. I'm saying it's the state running it that's going to ruin it.
Sure, sure. Well, the state ran the beaches in Florida. I don't know how they were on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, they all eroded away, and they had to pick up dredge from the the bottom of the sea
right.
and dump that on. It was this nasty brown, really shelly, kind of pebbly sand instead of nice white, soft sand.
They did the dredging on the West Coast also,
okay.
And I think they managed to get some good sand at some points of it. I don't know all the
yeah.
details on it, but it was an incredibly expensive operation.
Yeah.
That much I know for sure. So Chavez has also forced some of the world's largest energy companies to renegotiate drilling contracts for the country's highly prized oil fields, and Venezuela now has the largest crude reserves in the world. However, this will be the first time that Chavez has targeted private homes. Not all of the nationalizations have gone smoothly, of course. Mr. Chavez's government took over several supermarket chains, justifying the move by saying they were not catering to the country's poor. The stores now sell food at heavily subsidized prices, but often lack basic staples. And shoppers frequently have to queue for hours.
Really?
Can you imagine?
I know something like this happened in Russia while it was the Soviet Union.
Called bread lines.
Well, even if you went to a normal store, you would have to have the store-owned basket in order to be inside the store. So you had to wait outside. So if it was
in
winter...
In Russia?
Yeah, if it was... Yeah, pass the vodka around, I guess.
My.
Yeah, you're going to freeze to death waiting for your food.
I guess Venezuela, I'm not sure how cold it gets down there, but I don't
know.
that cool. But all that said, can you imagine having to wait for hours just to buy from a store where they don't even have what you need? Basic staples?
Right, right. Yeah, you're taking the gamble even just waiting. You could use that time to go to some other store if it was in a free market.
But boy, what would the poor do without old Hugo Chavez there to take grocery stores on their behalf and turn them into total assholes?
I got nothing for you, Ian. I mean, like, seriously, like, do people really think like that? I mean,
he's a popular guy, right? I mean, he's got this viewpoint of I'm here to help the poor, and has managed to pawn that off on some people. I'm sure there are some people that know the truth in Venezuela, and
sure.
How many of them it is, I don't know. I mean, that would be interesting to find out. Perhaps if some of our Venezuelan listeners, all five of them, are out there tonight, that one of them could call at 1-855-450-FREE. And what's it like? What is the liberty movement in Venezuela like? How widespread is the knowledge this guy is a scumbag who's stealing things from people, turning them into state-owned property, and absolutely ruining them?
Right, yeah, just turning them back over to everybody else, redistributing the wealth.
Well, he's not turning it over to anyone else. The state's
right. Yeah, it's still his. It's basically his private beach now.
Right, exactly. So he's taking, which is one of the worst things about this idea of nationalism, besides the fact that the government's going to run something, is that they're just coming and taking things from people. Imagine, he's talking about here how he's taken things like cement makers, steel mills. Imagine being the investors in that cement company or the steel mill.
Yeah.
You've put forth, I don't know, millions of your dollars to launch this this operation.
Yeah, and hours of your time, you know,
and
years maybe even.
Likely, yeah. And any business that you start, you're likely pouring in a whole bunch of time, if not a bunch of money, and other people are pouring in a bunch of time.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you build a successful business, and it's, in a lot of cases, when you're running a business in the beginning, it's a difficult task. I mean, you're starting from negative, and you're trying to make it work, and you've got competitors, and you've got to get customers, you've got to make people happy. It's no easy thing. Free Talk Live didn't make a dime for 5 years. So, you know, in the beginning of a big business, you're way in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So just as you get out of this hole, right, as soon as you finally, you know, pay off all your debts, you've got a good business, you've made a, you know, a real foothold in the Venezuelan marketplace, then all of a sudden old Hugo Chavez comes in with a big smile on his face and says, hola, I'm here to take your business. And it's fun to go to the poor.
Es mi casa,
yeah.
Aquí.
Your house is my house now.
Ahora would be now. I'm sorry.
What is aquí?
Here.
Okay. All right.
I get those mixed up.
So yeah, they could just, how outrageous is that? You get nothing
right
from that.
Yeah, yeah. And I like how he blames, you know, the bourgeois for these beaches, but he pretty much just took it for himself. I mean, I'm sure he wants in on that. If he didn't already have a beach house there, which he probably did.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this pans out.
He is the bourgeois, you know, and that's what it's like with all communist countries.
Of course.
You know, the state becomes the new bourgeois.
The elites.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
And they just really have to program people hardcore to get them to accept this stuff and rule by force.
Yeah,
which is
a lot of propaganda goes into it. And like you said, fear tactics work.
Expropriating Los Roques, this is the islands we're talking about here, could help position Chavez, who's 57, had a surgery to remove a malignant tumor from his pelvis in June for presidential elections next year. He's massively popular with Venezuela's poor, but his poll ratings, now hovering around 40%, are some 30% below their historic high. So maybe he'll lose the election. Some other tyrant will get put in down there.
Sure. Or he'll just rig the election. Which,
there's always that.
Yeah, that happened in Nicaragua. I mean, the whoever the president they have there now, I can't think of his name right now. You know, he appointed himself, held open elections, and then rigged the election so that he won.
I'm very curious to see how this ends up panning out.
Sure.
Like, is he going to take a portion of the island and restrict it from the poor? Like, so he will have a section of the island for him and his buddies, and then they'll have, like, the poor section where the poor can basically squat in an old, really opulent hotel and tell themselves that they're having a vacation? 1-855-450-FREE. Plus, I want to know more about these shopping markets, too. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. The webcam is there. You can watch, you can listen, and the site's back up, by the way. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room's built into the very same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our site, it's completely free. Now then, one of the things you can do to support Free Talk Live is to contribute bitcoins. And you've been hearing about the bitcoins for a while now, and maybe you didn't know how to get them. Well, now there's an easy way. You can get your bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S. And once you have those bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. And I just saw the bitcoin price has gone below $3 per bitcoin. It has been as high as 30. Now, remember, this is a brand new digital currency that is completely decentralized. It's an incredible product, and it's been all over the map as far as its price is concerned. When I bought my first ones, it was lower than a dollar. It went shot up to, you know, like I said, over $30, I think, at one point. And now it's down below three. So there's no guarantee that this is going to go up or down. Who knows what's going to happen? But it's new. It's exciting. And it's like a person-to-person cash transaction, but it's all over the Internet. So go and learn more over at exchangebitcoins.com. That's exchangebitcoins.com. And if you want to send us a Bitcoin or two as a tip, you can do that over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and some more of his expropriations, which means he takes whatever you've created for yourself and he gives it to his buddies.
Yeah.
It's called nationalization. You take a business that's become successful and then you run it into the ground as the government, because governments don't have the same incentives as businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put a businessman in charge of the government, as some politicians would tell you that, well, I'm a businessman, you should let me run the government, it doesn't mean anything, because governments don't have this. It's like the complete reverse of business. In government, if you fail, it means you get more money.
Right. Yeah, obviously you need more money because you spent it all.
Right, and you get to take it, too. So, like, sure. There's no having to satisfy the customer. You just demand more money. And if the customer doesn't give it to you, well, then you can put them in a cage.
Right. They have to pay up.
Or maybe you can steal their home. Yeah, may not end up in a cage. But if you don't leave the home,
there's all kinds of leverage you have on them with force there, where you can get that money one way or their assets one way or another.
So I was looking for an example here, because this piece that we were reading about the Hugo Chavez basically taking a resort. He's taken a private resort that was very opulent. Rich people were going to this place, and he has decided to seize it on behalf of the state for the good of the poor. And I guess he's going to let them go and squat in there or something like that, or turn into some kind of a resort for the poor that's run by the state. If it's anything like his efforts with the supermarket chain, it's going to be just dismal and horrible. Because I was looking during the break to find out more about this, because the article only mentioned briefly that Chavez earlier, like a year ago or so, took over a supermarket chain, you know, on behalf of the poor, and then essentially made it to the point where it didn't even have, like, common food staples, like the basic necessities of
bread,
food.
Or
flour,
meat, yeah.
And, you know, water, these things. So there's a piece here over at americasforum.com that gets into this. And it comes out of Caracas. When Hugo Chavez expropriated the Friosa supermarket chain and food distributor in September of 2010, the shelves looked like the photo above. And envision your favorite supermarket.
Right.
That's what you're seeing. You know, plenty of
full
products.
Shelves.
Right.
Variety of products.
Yep. Happy people, full shopping carts.
Low prices.
So they show you the picture of this supermarket chain. And like most supermarkets in Latin America or the United States, with a full selection of products. Earlier in 2010, the Venezuelan president also nationalized the French corporations Éxito and Cada brand supermarkets throughout the country, and accusing them of illegally raising prices after Chavez devalued the currency. And according to the Wall Street Journal piece that announced that, Chavez devalued the currency by half. So he doubled the money supply in Venezuela. And for those of you that haven't heard this before, inflation is an increase in the money supply. Rising prices follows inflation.
Right, it's a symptom of inflation.
So when inflation happens, prices, the supermarket, which this is one of the ways Americans can see inflation, it's an easy way to see it, is your prices go up at the supermarket.
Yeah, peanut butter is going to go up pretty soon.
And that's because the wholesalers are raising their price.
Right.
And so the supermarket has to raise their price.
You have to. And if the money's worth less, then you have to raise prices. It's more of an adjustment than anything. I mean, because if the money's worth less and it takes more bills or pesos or whatever, canetas, to pay for it, to
exactly.
buy it.
So if Chavez doubles the money supply and halves the value of the money, well, then you can expect the prices at the supermarket to double.
Mm-hmm.
So this supermarket chain dared to increase their prices in response to the devaluing of the currency. So Chavez says, well, that's illegal. I'm going to take your stores. And that's what he did. He told reporters at the time he was, quote, attacking the speculative capitalist market by competing at lower prices by selling food and household goods at the socialist chain Abastos Bicentenarios, at subsidized prices. We're selling beef, tuna, sardines, and sugar at half the price. We're dismantling the biggest speculation chain in the world, Chavez declared.
Yeah, well, they have no incentive to make money if it's a socialized one. I mean, they can set whatever prices they want. They can set it as low as they want.
Right, because, as he said, it's subsidized.
Sure,
so
sure.
He's taking money from other industries. He's taking property tax or whatever other industrial taxes that he's getting in from the rest of the economy, using that to subsidize these prices. And you'd think, well, okay, great. So that means that all kinds of people are going to be getting these, you know, cheap food, and it's going to work out fine. And if you think that, it means you've never really looked at socialism before and communism and how it fails.
Mm-hmm.
In less than 9 months after the Chavez regime forced the takeover of the companies, the workers are holding protests to bring attention to the empty shelves and the new scarcity in their stores under Chavez's system. Globovision covered them. They show a picture of the new shelves. You can't even tell this is a store that has products in it.
Wow.
Just take a look at that, Luther.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It looks like they just built a store and they haven't stocked the shelves yet.
Yeah, it's exactly what it looks
horrifying.
Like.
It's horrifying.
There's nothing on the shelves. Like, not even a can or scraps here and there. There's nothing.
You can see way down at the end of the picture that there's some stuff down there, but Globovision covered the protest earlier in the week and published photos of the shelves as they appear today, less than a year after they came under the management of the Chavez regime. His government has already been embarrassed by a major scandal last year when 30,000 tons of rotting food staples were discovered in a government warehouse, ruined and inedible.
Wow, so they just kept it all away from people. They wouldn't even give it to them when they needed it.
Well, who knows what the reason was that they put all that food in a warehouse?
Why could you possibly? I mean, did it just get stored there and then forgotten because, you know, nobody cared about it? I mean, what happened? How does it get to that point?
I don't know.
Can you defend this kind of a system?
It must be the same way the U.S. government brought truckloads full of ice into a warehouse during Hurricane Katrina just to let it sit there.
Right, right. Or we're turning people away who are trying to bring in ice and water.
Exactly. It's just piss-poor management on the case of these government bureaucrats who have no incentive to do anything right because they get paid their paychecks whether or not anybody's happy. 1-855-450-FREE. A little more about the Venezuelan grocery stores. And maybe you are down there. Maybe you've got some more experience. We'd love to hear directly from you. It's Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life. What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in via the toll-free number. It is brought to you by SACL CAI, and it's 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Have you been down to Venezuela in the last year and a half and seen these government-run supermarkets? We'll talk a little bit more about those coming up here in a moment. Also, coming up October 19th, blackthisout.com is where you want to go because, well, as you know, if you've been paying attention, Ron Paul campaign pretty much been ignored by the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
And the time to stand up for freedom is now. You can go to blackthisout.com to be part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. And it's the first step in getting government out of your life and the economy. Visit blackthisout.com to let the media know you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out. That's blackthisout.com, October 19th, for what is going to be, hopefully, the biggest money bomb thus far, as they are called, in the Ron Paul campaign history. That's what they're trying for.
Yeah, well, good luck to him. It was interesting. I was just watching music videos on YouTube the other day. And an ad came up, and I wasn't sure what it was at first. I picked up pretty quickly that it was probably something libertarian, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be a Ron Paul ad, and it was...
On the internet?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
You know, how Hulu and YouTube will have ads, you know,
right
before a video. You have to just sit down and watch the ad. And I actually gave you the option to skip it, but I wanted to go ahead and watch it anyway. And it starts out, you know, imagine that a foreign... country invaded Texas and occupied Texas, you know, how would people react, you know, and it just kind of built from there, and it was really, really good at conveying.
It was an anti-war message, right?
It was, yeah, it goes on to say that Ron Paul has the strongest foreign policy or national defense plan of any presidential candidate out there.
Not to mention a whole lot of support from members of the military as well.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen those numbers as well, almost like something like double what Obama has.
When I was in jail, I saw a couple Ron Paul ads on the television in there.
Huh.
So they seem to be doing
there,
a good media buy.
But the media won't talk about him.
Yeah. So back down to Venezuela. Have you visited? Can you tell us what it's been like? 1-855-450-FREE, maybe you live down there. Because according to the story over at AmericasForum.com and relying on another website known as Globovision.com for some of their news. The Hugo Chavez government expropriated the Furiosa supermarket chain, as well as a couple of French chains, Exito and Cada brand supermarkets, after the markets raised their prices in response to Chavez devaluing the currency. And so Chavez comes in and says, we are going to subsidize the products at these stores. Now, when you subsidize something, you're selling it for below market value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyone who's gone to basic, even government economics class in this school knows something about supply and demand. So when market value is whatever it is, and of course value is determined by whatever the buyers and the sellers are willing to come to an agreement at.
Right.
Whenever that number is, it's just subsidized, whenever it's falsely set at a number below where it otherwise would be, in this case Chavez taking money in from other areas and using it to lower the prices at his government-run grocery stores, what will happen to the products on those shelves? They're going to run out the door.
Exactly.
People are going to say, holy crap, I can get a loaf of bread for half price?
Yeah, of what I can get at the, the Megalomart.
They're going to go out and they're going to buy out every single loaf of bread on the
shelf.
Yeah, they're going
to stock up. They're going to be freezing bread or just wasting it even because it's going to go bad.
Exactly, but that's what happens when people can get things cheaper. They buy more of it. Mm-hmm. It's just a natural thing that humans do.
I do it. I buy rice when it's cheap, when grains are down, or my pasta. I go down to there's a place called Ocean State Job Lot, and it's one of the greatest stores ever because they're kind of like a liquidator store, and whatever, other stores can't sell or won't
sell,
they will, and I'll buy them, I buy my oils there. I buy canned foods there,
Yeah,
and then I go to the real grocery store for, my meats and my produce and my seafood.
So you've got these people that are just literally cleaning out the shelves. And, of course, governments aren't like businesses. They don't care about competing. Whether you come into their store or not, if their government's running a store, they don't care if you come in or not. So they're not going to be in a rush to reorder the products.
Right.
And they're just the inefficiencies of the system is just it's just been shown so clearly by this piece where it's showing you a before and after photo of the shelves at one of these government-run grocery stores. Before it was taken over, it was a bustling store with all kinds of products on the shelf, and then afterwards, the shelves are barren. Now, back to the piece here from americasforum.com. There is an explanation, of course. Just like when you ask the North Koreans why things are so bad there, they blame it on the United States.
Right. There's always some boogeyman. Like Chavez earlier was blaming the bourgeois, whoever they are,
Everyone who's not him.
Right. Everyone. He's the only okay rich guy because he's for the poor people.
Ivan Gil, Chavez's vice minister of agro-productive and agri-food circuits, Ministry of Agriculture and Lands, blamed the shortages on speculators, telling the state-run news agency that right-wing sectors were using hoarding as a weapon instead ahead of elections and as political blackmail to use people's need for food.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know too much about the speculative market, but doesn't that kind of keep prices a little more stable? Like, if the price drops suddenly, speculators might buy into it, and then when it goes up, they'll sell, and that kind of helps these companies still make money, even. And
I am not a financial expert either, but I know that if this is the claim on their part that, it's the wholesalers, they're holding back, they're hoarding the food.
Why would you do that?
No, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it doesn't happen in the marketplace. It sure didn't happen to this chain before it was expropriated. They had no problem getting their hands on food. It begs the question, if it's their suppliers that are the problem, why aren't they taking the suppliers too? Why not go ahead and just, I find it hard to believe that all of the wholesale food coming in from Venezuela is coming in from outside of their shores. I mean, certainly there are going to be imports, but there have to be distribution centers that are, sending this stuff out, the place from which these things come. They're not coming straight from a boat to the store, likely. There's likely some sort of warehouse that they're going to. So why not go ahead and just expropriate those, too? That way you can just sell all the food in the entire country. Let's see how that goes. Because right now, they're still private stores.
Sure.
So look at how bad it is when people can still go to a private store. The government store is just decimated.
Mm-hmm.
You can still go to a private store and get all the selection of the products that you want to.
But you have this awesome opportunity that maybe they'll have what you need and it'll be half the price.
but they don't have it because it's sold out now. But my point being, if they did take over the entire food industry, it'd be like this at every one of those stores.
Yeah, everywhere. Just like with the Soviet Union, they had major food shortages because farmers, you know, had no incentive to produce, and even if they could produce...
Well, they're being told to produce the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, because they're not responding to market signals. They're just, you know, the government's saying, we need this many rations of this, so produce that, whether, you know, it's really what people want or not. And so the farmers would go ahead and do that. It would be not what people wanted. It would be just, you know, what the farmers were making.
The Venezuelan government, according to Gil, their minister here, has enough supply of basic food items to meet domestic demand. We can assure the country that production and supply indexes show that we are able to meet the Venezuelan people's food demand. Well, it's great to say that, but the proof's in the pudding, dude. You don't have products on the shelves. Yet even the Communist and Socialist parties of Venezuela are becoming impatient with the scarcity and held a press conference 2 weeks ago to protest the very minuscule success of Chavez's socialist enterprises. The Communist Party of Venezuela questioned the surge of a new bourgeoisie and a nouveau riche and parasitic class that's taking advantage of the Venezuelan state via bureaucratic corruption. So even the commies in Venezuela are saying, hey, you're doing it wrong, which is, of course, always what the communists say.
Right. This isn't real communism.
Right. These people, according to the communists, are naturally rapacious and opportunistic and do business under the guise of legitimate enterprises and have thrived from the sale of public resources. Those responsible are, quote, disguised with the clothing and the language of supposed revolutionaries. We have to identify them and combat them, unquote, said a Communist Party spokesman. Just let us run this through the grocery stores and we'll show you how it's done, Hugo. Yeah, I don't think so.
Right.
Because communism fails. Force fails. That's why. You can't use force and try to make things work. Because voluntary interactions work better. Every time. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free telephone number. If you've got more about Venezuela, would love to hear from you. Also, there's plenty more on the way here. And time for you and your thoughts. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Time for you and your thoughts at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And we invite you to our website. Head on over to freetalklive.com. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. And m.freetalklive.com will get you there. M as in mobile. .freetalklive.com. So, we'll take your calls about what you want. Let's go to Kelvin, listening in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, so I understand that while you were in the Cheshire County Spa and Religious Retreat, that a lot of people were sending books in there for you. You were probably totally inundated.
Yeah, well, thankfully I wasn't inundated, because if I'd been inundated, that would have been real bad, because then I would have had to have given a bunch of them up before I could even read it. There was a rule that said that I could only have three at a time, so if somebody, you know, if somebody sent four, for instance, I would have to give one up, and if I had another two that was in my possession that I hadn't finished reading yet, I'd have to give three up. I could only have a very limited amount of books that were sent to me at any given moment. It actually ended up to where the whole time I was in there, I constantly had books to read. Of course, I could always get them from the jail library as well, and I did read a number from the jail library. So I always had enough books to read, and there was only one or two times when I had to give up a book without ever actually being able to read it.
Well, that probably did some of the other prisoners in there some good to
I would
read
think
some
so.
Good liberty-oriented stuff. The things that got me into interested in liberty originally were Robert Heinlein's juvenile law, novels like Have Spaceship Will Travel, Space Cassette, Space Cadet, and then some of his more adult titles like The Moon is a Harsh Mistress and Starship Traverse, and Enemy of the State, and some nonfiction like Economics and One Lesson. I think that was Hazlett that wrote that one.
I heard good things about that.
It's a great book because it explains things on a really low level, and they're just the things that make so much common sense that I think it's a good outreach kind of tool for people to read, and it just sort of opens their minds. Like, well, this is a different way to think of it than the way I've always been told and taught in the Contract Government School.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about economics in one lesson. I have not actually read it myself. Luther, have you had a chance to?
No, but I don't read a lot of fiction.
Economics in one lesson, not fiction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
But the other things were. The other books were. And I'm with you. I don't read a lot of fiction either. But for some people, it's right.
But that book, no, I haven't read that. Somebody did offer me a copy of it, though. I didn't take it.
Yeah, it's a real easy read and very informative. So after you read it, it's great to pass on to other people that might not be, need a little persuasion and some common sense.
Yeah, I think it's so important to have easy reads because if I read an academic sounding book, I just start. I can't even get through a page of it without having to read it over again, and even then, I still can't quite grasp it. And it's stuff that's over people's heads is not going to work very well, and that's why I've heard that recommended many of times. So what else?
So I was just interested in of the books you read there in while you were in convalescence or whatever. Which ones did you enjoy most and get the most out of? Because I know that maybe you haven't read some of the classics of libertarianism. And
I did get to read one of the classics, For a New Liberty by Murray Rothbard, which I thought was, was pretty good. It was really dated, though, because a lot of the numbers that he uses are from, the early 1970s or the late 60s, and so the amount that people were getting paid back then it seems so small in comparison to what they are today. Obviously, inflation means that they're actually getting paid the same or less today. But it's weird reading all those old numbers. So I wouldn't recommend it to anyone based on that. Just simply the fact that it's so old. There were a couple of things that I picked out that I enjoyed that hadn't like points that hadn't really been made very well in other books. One of the points that he made that I thought was really useful was that the idea that the Constitution is so valid is dangerous for people because the Supreme Court is part of it, and essentially the Supreme Court acts as this institution whose job it is to constitutionalize things that are wrong, like to look at an issue and say, oh yeah, that's constitutional to have the cops come in and search your home or whatever it is that they're looking at. Oh yeah, it's constitutional, and that way all the people that support the Constitution will say, oh, the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, so it must be constitutional. So it's kind of like this tool that he points out. The Supreme Court is this tool,
yeah,
to just expand
sort of,
it.
Yeah, it sort of self interprets itself in that way so that it can be whatever it wants to be.
Right, and then other people will just look at it and not think critically because, well, if it's constitutional, the Supreme Court says so, so you don't even have to think about it anymore. And that was kind of a cool point. I thought it was overall, it was a good book. It was well written. It wasn't one of my favorites that I read. It was, since you brought up classics, I figured I'd throw that one out there. The one I really liked, I called about on Free Talk Live. It wasn't particularly a really liberty-oriented thing, but it had its themes, and that was Lemuse, which is a graphic novel at bigheadpress.com is where folks can order that and actually read it online for free as well, which was like one of the coolest. I never really read very many superhero comic books growing up, but this is essentially a superhero comic book, but with like a very metaphysical element to it,
sure,
which I thought was
comic
awesome.
Books are more like that now, and certainly when you're a kid, you're going to buy. There are still comic books directed at kids, but there are a lot of comic books out there directed at adults.
This is an adult comic, for sure.
And there are plenty of libertarian themes in comic books, actually, especially with like Captain America. He's very libertarian, for the most part.
Yeah, so I got that, and there was another comic novel that was sent, The Escape from Terra, the first book of that, which I thought was pretty good. As well. And other books, it's fiction and a number of others. I actually wrote them all down, but I don't have them in front of me right now.
The books that got me into Liberty were actually Thoreau was one of the big ones.
I looked for that one. I had heard the jail had a copy of Civil Disobedience.
Yeah.
And I asked
usually it comes in like a package deal. You get Walden, which was his greatest writing, or his greatest novel, basically, and then Civil Disobedience, which was considered his greatest speech, later made into an essay form.
They couldn't find it, though, unfortunately.
Oh, darn.
It's convenient.
Well, yeah, and it was convenient. One of the problems with this jail is you can't actually go to the library. So they have a very good library there with lots of books in it, but you, as the prisoner, cannot go to it and browse it. You pretty much just have to deal with whatever they put on some cart, so they randomly, or maybe not so randomly, put books on a cart, and then that cart kind of makes the rounds of the jail throughout the week, and you can select books off the cart, but you don't actually get the full selection. You don't ever have any idea what the full selection is. And at one point, I actually offered to go and volunteer to organize the library, because one of the COs told me that it was pretty much just books thrown up on shelves. Like, nobody takes the time to organize them. So I had volunteered to do that. They apparently have some guy that comes in from the outside to volunteer in that way, but it wasn't, you know, the job wasn't near finished. And they never even bothered writing me back on that one. So I tried to get in there, but was unsuccessful at that. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. I liked also some of the religious stuff that I was reading, like The World's Religions, which was a book, like a 300-page book, about all the major world religions. So, you know, covering Muslims, covering Christians, you know, different sort of different divisions between them as well, like kind of going between Orthodox, Greek Orthodox or Orthodox Christianity and Catholicism and Protestantism. And then there was, let's see, they also talked about Buddhism and Hinduism and Taoism. So that was really, that was interesting.
Oh, sure, yeah. And all that can be interesting. I mean, I always found comparative mythology really interesting, which is when you kind of look across the spectrum of stories that are told and analyze them.
And look at the similarities.
Yeah. And there's a lot of similarities that you'd be surprised
really,
about.
Really, it's, they talk about that in the Zeitgeist film, where they talk about how a lot of these religions have been the same story told over and over again with slight tweaks and characters.
Right. Not George Lucas. So George Lucas was influenced by him. Joseph Campbell called it the hero with 1,000 masks. It was the same hero archetype. He just had, you know...
Somebody told me I needed to read a Joe Campbell book called, like, The Hero's Journey.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. So, can you tell me what the 53% thing is here in the last minute or so?
Well, you know, I hear the occupiers talk about the 99% a lot and the 1%, and they don't seem to be entirely clear on that. So the 53% is a conservative movement, and it refers to the 53% of people who actually pay taxes for the entire country. I guess that's some kind of statistic where a lot of people don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the group is responsible is a group of responsible young people organizing across the country. However, they're not.
Oh, the idea is they're
out.
Responsible because they pay taxes?
I guess so. I mean, but they have some posters here. I'll read some of the things they've written. I own a small business. I've lost everything before. It could happen again. I take risks so my kids can have a better life. Not so you can sit on your ass at my expense. I am the 53%.
You know, if there weren't any taxes, they wouldn't be able to get so upset about people just slacking, because then they wouldn't be on the line. Their wallets wouldn't be on the line to support those folks. I understand where they're coming from, but I don't think it's honorable to pay taxes.
Yeah, so. Nor is this a constructive way to deal with the...
Yeah, absolutely true. We're out of time. Tomorrow night, see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.